Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
When you think of divorce, you might often think it's a fairly sad, difficult time, sad occasion for people. But is it something that should be celebrated? Seemingly it is, more and more frequently. Tracy is with us on the line today because, Tracy, you're going to mark your own divorce in a fairly unique way.
I am indeed. I'm going to have a Taylor Swift themed divorce party.
Taylor Swift. Why Taylor?
Why not?
You're a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan, but the girl knows how to sing about her exes and she gets a good few points across, so no better woman to sing us through the night.
Why did you decide to have a party to mark it, Tracy?
Honestly, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I knew I needed to do something because I was in such a lull for so long, and then 5 minutes in front of the judge, it's over and done with. So I felt something needed to be celebrated that you survived that. And then one of my friends were there like, you should have a divorce party. I was like, no way. And then when I thought about it, I go, I'll team it. And then it'll actually get a bit more momentum. So that's what started it.
I know you were talking about this and on Beat before, and you were telling them that, like, it's, I suppose it's about encouraging other people to recognise the achievement of divorce.
Definitely. You should recognise it. It's tough. We had 3 years of it, and even though it wasn't contested, it still dragged out. So when you come out the other side of that, you got to acknowledge what you've been through, and you got to acknowledge that it's okay to come out the other side and, you know, celebrate it, because it's a long process. It is a long process.
And I'm sure, like, emotionally as well, Tracy, you know, difficult and taxing for various different reasons. So it's probably the end of a chapter, or the closing of one chapter.
It is. It is. Yeah. It signifies a new chapter in your life. I mean, there's a lot of emotion around the breakup alone. It's devastating. But when you make the big decision to go ahead with divorce, then that's a whole different thing to have to deal with. So when you finally get through all that and you feel okay at the end, then, you know, let it go. Let it all go and just party it out.
Yeah. Catherine is on the line as well, Tracy. Catherine Keaveney is the owner and manager of divorceparty.ie. Catherine, is it exactly what it says in the tin?
Yeah, so Tracy has summed it up perfectly. She is like the ethos that we are going after. From the time we started the company in 2016, it was all about, I suppose what happened was, we own the hen.ie as well, and someone contacted us and said, you know, I know you do packages for hen parties, but do you do them for, and she actually went, it's for a divorce party. And I was like, that's okay. She whispered. So, like, I was like, that's okay. Yeah, any excuse to party, no problem at all. So that happened. And then another girl, actually, a couple of months later, she, her bridesmaid rang and said, you know, the wedding's no longer going ahead. And I was like, oh, that's really sad. Okay, no problem. I'll cancel down the book. And she's like, no, she's going to go ahead with the party anyway. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, this mindset. She's like, yeah, she's going to need to go out and party with her friends, you know, in a couple of months' time. So we're going to go ahead with it. So from that, it started my thought process of, well, we celebrate pretty much everything else in our lives. Like, even death is celebrated in the form of the funeral. So why don't we mark this occasion? Because it's momentous, it's huge. And it is about closing that chapter and then just moving on with your life. And, you know, kind of signifying that that's the end of it, you know, and you're moving on.
So how common are divorce parties in Ireland, Catherine? Like, how many would you have a year, roughly?
Thank God they're not as common as hen parties. But, like, last year we did, I think it was just under 10. And this year we only have a couple on the books so far. So I suppose, look, it's, you know, we don't ever want to get to the stage where they are more common than hen parties.
Yeah.
But I certainly would be encouraging people that if they are going down that route and, you know, they want to mark the occasion, it is a lovely way to just get together. I always find that women are great for, like, so, you know, rallying around each other. And whether it's a divorce party, it's where you all get into your pajamas and sit at home and eat chocolate, great. Or if you go and do something like a Shake It Off theme or the Taylor Swift theme, I think that's absolutely fantastic. You know, Shake It Off is a great tagline to use.
I didn't even know divorce parties were a thing.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. Yeah, and why not?
Yeah, I have, like, I've one or two friends that have, or people I know that have, you know, that have been divorced and remarried. I've been to second time round weddings, but I haven't been to any divorce parties. Well, not yet, yeah. Anyway. But have you, Tracy? Have you been to any divorce parties yourself?
No. Nope.
Myself, I've never actually attended one.
Just organising. No. And Tracy, you haven't either. Your own will be your first.
My own will be my first, but I'm actually giving a few friends ideas now, so Catherine, I might need a job.
might be giving you a call. Actually, do you know what, Catherine? A few people are texting in wondering, do you have to give a present, Catherine, if you go to a divorce party?
No, and it's the same with a hen party as well, or even a baby shower. Do you know, an awful lot of the time, the ladies that are organising these things just want their friends with them. And I suppose it's up to the organiser to answer the question for that particular group. But it wouldn't be, you know, the done thing where, like, you show up at a wedding with a card and, you know.
Well, the baby showers usually require, I think, a present now as well. Chippy Sweetman, who's a jewellery designer and diamond expert, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Are divorce rings a thing, Chippy?
Andrea, they so are. I love listening to everyone's, you know, joy and celebration, I think, ultimately. So if you think about jewellery, you know, those precious rings like engagement, wedding, they mark the biggest moments in your life. And we make a lot of engagements and wedding rings. But really, divorce is still a moment on the calendar. It's still there. You know, it happens not, thankfully, as often as the guys say, as you want. You know, you definitely, the moment is about love, but it's still there. And so, yeah, a divorce ring is huge. It's a big moment for women to mark.
Is it actually going out and buying a new ring, or is it often that maybe somebody doesn't want to, you know, continue wearing their engagement ring or their wedding ring, and maybe they sell that on and they're used to wearing jewellery on their finger, so they buy something in lieu?
Exactly. It's that naked feeling. So it didn't start as a natural category for us. Like, Chippy is all about love. But I remember the first beer person walking into our, we've a store just in town, walked in and was like, I'm getting divorced and I'm taking off my rings. So those rings you've worn, yeah, it might be 10, 15 years. You've been wearing the same ring every day, your engagement and wedding, and you're taking them off. And most people, I have to say, it's actually pretty gorgeous. Most people put away the engagement and wedding for the kids, for the future. You know, if you've got kids, especially, it's a gorgeous idea of carrying on, you know, carry on the moment. But you've got a naked hand. It's like, you basically have worn the same rings for 10 years and you're taking them off, so people will come replace it. So they won't normally go a big rock. It's like you're coming in and getting kind of a 2-carat diamond, but getting something quirky, something unusual, something that's about you. You'll find, you know, you're so emotionally attached to your jewellery. When people take off their engagement ring, they're normally like, I never want to see it again for the rest of my life. So it's about, you know, honouring that for the past, but also celebrating the next chapter for you.
Are you thinking about getting a ring, Tracy?
I wasn't. But thinking about it now, I'm there, like, I love my rings. And it was painful the day I took them off. Yeah. So I'm kind of thinking maybe not a ring, but maybe have them made into a necklace or something, a pendant even. Because it's a shame to throw them away. Once you're past all the pain and you look back at them, they're lovely rings. Yeah. And like if you've had them on, I had mine on for 8 years. And the day I took them off was nearly as painful as the breakup. So it was. It was like another piece of closure. So it would be nice to see them again, just in a different format.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Chippy. You know, even that you could possibly, you know, get them, what, melt them down into a bracelet or a necklace maybe,
the
or something.
Symbolic melting is very important part of it. And they are part of you. They're part of your story and part of your why. And that's why no one, you're not really going to want to replace your engagement ring. You're not getting a new engagement ring. And you find quite frequently people will get something, like an eternity ring or a crown, and they'll wear, or a necklace, and wear it on another hand. You're not going to pop it back onto your ring finger. But that idea of celebrating, you know, there were good days. You were in love. You chose together for a reason. And so it's, you know, honour the good bits, but also say goodbye and celebrate the future. I think it's huge. And as women, you know, divorce is only 30 years in Ireland. It's not been around very long. It's a pretty new experience. And so that's why divorce parties, divorce celebrations, yeah, it should be celebrated. It's a moment in our lives. Maybe not, you know, it's more for the it's more the gin than the champagne, but still a moment worth marking.
No, it's really interesting. Is it big business, Chippy?
You know, so for us, There was 22,000 weddings in Ireland last year. There's a fraction of divorces. So no, for us, it's mainly love. We get the gorgeous people just about to propose. I would say we keep the, we are professional secret keepers, Andrea. So we've all the gorgeous guys and girls coming in and planning their proposals at the moment. There's all the summer proposals are about to happen. But so there's, but there's a few, we've a couple every month who come in. And what's really interesting about divorce rings and getting a piece of joy for your divorce, it's not always the day after. It's not the month after. It can be a year, even two. As you moved around, a lady in the other day who'd been divorced 20 years ago. At a point when there was still a huge social stigma about it, you know, that getting divorced was considered a failure. She said, you know, people pitied her. And she realized afterwards it was the best thing she'd ever done. Never was, did. You know, she brought up her kids and her grown up. And she came in to got something to celebrate that. And that's an incredible journey to have been on.
When is your, when is the Taylor Swift themed divorce party happening, Tracy?
It'll be mid to late April. I have a bit of organising to do. It's gone from an intimate to a bigger issue now, so I got to start thinking maybe venues. But yeah, mid
it's
to
a
late
full-on big event.
April.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want a massive event. I'd still love to have it at home, but people are really interested.
Yeah.
Last week, I thought this was over and done with. And, you know, it was a cool article, but people are actually serious about it.
Well, there's a lot of reaction, I can tell you, on the WhatsApp line here. Certainly a lot of interest from people inquiring about it. Tracy, listen, best of luck and thank you for sharing your story with us today. Catherine Keaveney there from divorceparty.ie and jewellery designer Chubby Sweetman.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.